Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
everybody in there!
Get into it!
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us today on KMBZ 980 AM or on podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're all over the podcast world. Also, we are on grillnationshow.com, which is our website. If you want to check out any of our old shows or guest information, go to grillnationshow.com. Very excited about our show today. Before I get to our guests, I just want to thank those who have reached out via email throughout the last few months to come on the Grill Nation Show, to partner, to collaborate, to share their stories. Of course, we love to hear from you. And I want to let the listeners know you can connect with me anytime on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Jason Grill. We post sneak peeks of all our shows as well as all of our guest information on my social media each and every week. So I appreciate you following along and sharing that as we continue to grow and the show footprint and hear from more and more great guests. And today we're going to have another great guest on the show. He's joining me today on the live stream and as well on the podcast and radio. Tim, welcome to the show. How are you? Why don't you introduce yourself? Mocan Goodwill is the website, mocangoodwill.org for those looking on our screen, mocangoodwill.org. Tim is the director of contracts and services, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So, Tim, tell us about yourself.
First of all, thanks for having me on. This is great. I've viewed the shows and have watched some of the stuff. I think what you're doing here is fantastic.
Thank you. We like to hear about that. And what you're doing is a lot more important than Goodwill. So I'm excited to talk to you about what you're doing. I mean, what you guys have done just from a perspective of being out there in the community, I think, has just been really impactful and exciting. So I'm excited to learn more about you as well. So why don't you start there? Tell us about yourself, Tim, because I've never met you in person before, but I've heard about you.
Yeah. So my background, I've been kind of in the janitorial world, I guess we call it, or the commercial cleaning field for over 20 years now. I was an operations manager years ago, moved into a director of operations position for a national company for a number of years. I kind of moved on from there and actually own my own janitorial company, for quite a few years as well. I had something kind of change on me and had a client move, a pretty large client of mine. And I had some friends on the supply side of the industry that provided supplies. They said, why don't you come over here to the dark side? So we kind of moved over and I went to the supply side for about 8 years and sold all the equipment and everything else. And then I saw the opportunity with Goodwill become available. And more so with Goodwill, it was about the mission. I couldn't believe that I could kind of use my background and my expertise to provide something that was really worthwhile to get something out of it. So,
Tim, you were an entrepreneur at one point.
I was, still am at heart, and still do it. The great thing about Ed Latta, our CEO here, who you've met.
I met him? I have definitely met him. Yeah. Ed is a great guy. He and I went through a leadership program together, and he loves to be involved, and he's always thinking about like ways to be innovative and grow as a human being, as well as a CEO and president. So he's pretty active out there.
Yeah. One of the great things about Ed was, one of the things I caught from him in the very beginning is he said, my legacy is I want to leave as many CEOs behind as I can when I leave this deal. And so the great thing about it, you talk about the entrepreneur, all of our directors in Goodwill, including myself, we're kind of put out there to run our own segment of the business as it is our own. And it's great. It gives us the freedom to have that entrepreneurial spirit to come up with new ideas and to expand on what we do. So so it's a great place to work.
And your company and what you worked in janitorial, like, I mean, this seems to me that as an entrepreneur in that industry, man, you really have to be really good at what you do, because it's probably a very thankless job. I mean, at some points, because of, if you work in a big office or in an office setting, and you leave the office at whatever, 6 o'clock, and then you come back the next day and the trash is taken out, the place is clean. People just really don't think about how important that is. And it's just kind of par for the course, with some of these big companies,
Yeah, it really is. And it's funny you use that, because we use that phrase a lot, the thankless job. But it's funny because we're the first ones that people miss if they don't have a product in a restroom or something to that effect. But it's a very competitive field. There are a lot of different commercial cleaning companies and entities out there. So it's highly competitive. I think the thing that makes us really unique and different is our mission. And where the money that we generate and where it's going, it's not, for a profit, to go and expand and build, a CEO and their yachts and palaces. This actually goes back to a mission of helping people, empowering people. That's the key.
And we're going to talk about that on this show today. We're going to get into some programs that you're engaged with. Tim Pardee, again, he's with us. He's the Director of Contracts and Services at Goodwill. Their website is mokengoodwill.org. I get calls a lot, Tim, from janitorial services to work with my business. And I have to tell them, I'm a consulting firm. I'm a one-man band a lot of times. So, but they just keep calling. So it must be pretty competitive.
It is. It is. And everybody, every industry, that's the great thing about this industry, is it really is kind of recession proof. It was COVID proof. I mean, when people were being laid off their jobs and let go through the midst of COVID, people needed cleaning more than ever. And so it just kind of expanded what we did. And so the industry overall is highly competitive, but having that mission makes a difference.
Love it. I love it. Tim is joining us today. Tim Pardee, Director of Contracts and Services. We're going to learn more about what that actually means, kind of more about what Goodwill's doing, some of their key missions and visions, as well as, like, again, how your past work has really kind of motivated you and the work experience really has changed things and helped you grow into this position you have now, giving back at Goodwill. You're listening to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM on podcast, as well as on our website. Just search for Jason Grill and the Grill Nation show on YouTube. You'll find all of our shows there. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to today's Grill Nation show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on KMBZ 980 AM if you're joining on the radio. If you're on podcast networks, we're on all of them. We appreciate you joining us. on podcasts and as well. We also appreciate you joining us on our website, grillnationshow.com. And thank you to all the people who have watched our shows on YouTube, as well as our sneak peeks on YouTube. Greatly appreciate that. Tim Party, yes, that is his last name, is with us from Goodwill. He is the director of contracts and services at Mocan Goodwill. Their website is mocangoodwill.org. Just an awesome website. You can learn more about Goodwill, and it's fascinating all the work you guys do. I was unaware until I really got to know Ed and others at the organization of all the different things you do.
Yeah.
Let's talk first about kind of your role. So define for me and the listeners kind of what a director of contracts and services does at Goodwill.
Basically, when people think about Goodwill, the misconception a lot of people have is that they think retail. They think all the retail stores, and that's what we do. There's actually a lot of other facets that we're involved in. And these deal with different contracts and so forth. And I oversee that division. So we have contracts currently with the federal government as far as janitorial services and supplies that we provide to them. We have done, when COVID first struck us, we did a mask manufacturing. We were actually manufacturing masks in-house.
Mm-hmm.
With seamstress people and so forth. And we had,
doesn't that seem, Tim, like, I mean, when you think back to when that first happened, and you're like, man, we're being very entrepreneurial. And now it's like, it feels like that was like a decade ago.
Oh, it does. It does. I know. Yeah. And now masks are kind of coming back around.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Like, right.
Yeah, it's like, what do we do now?
Sorry to interrupt you, but when you said that, I remember talking to, I think I actually might have gotten a mask from you guys, or I bought some or donated something. And and I just remember Ed talking about that. And I feels like that was, you know, 10 years ago. So anyways, go on.
Yeah.
That. I apologize for the interruption.
No, it's totally fine. But that's pretty much, you know, that encompasses my job. I also oversee the safety for our entire company. So that includes a retail division as well. So anything dealing with store inspections from new store startups, which we have coming soon, and anything related that would get us involved in any type of contract or service involved, I oversee that process.
Hmm. A lot of stuff goes on with that, right? A lot of documentation, just a ton of, you know, you gotta get new business, I guess, whatever you call it in the nonprofit world, but more and more services and contracts set up. So,
yeah, and that's it. Something we've kind of expanded into is outside. When I came to work for the company, we had just the federal contracts. Mm-hmm. And we have since, obviously wanting to drive more revenue for our mission, we have expanded out into the regular commercial cleaning world. So even outside of what we call our Ability One program, which I'll talk to you about later, it gets into the regular janitorial commercial cleaning process with other companies around the city.
That's great information. Tim Party is with us. You've only been at Goodwill since 2020 June, so you've been there over a year now. What has your time been like so far?
You know, my time has been, you know, amazing. It's to be surrounded. I've never worked for a company where you're surrounded by a group of people who truly feel it's about people. And, you know, a lot of times in corporate world, I know you can kind of get lost as a number or this or that, but we truly are surrounded by people every day that are striving in different ways in different departments, all for the same thing. And that's to empower and help people. And so that to me was what sold me, on this position and coming to work for Goodwill, because just the amount of work that they were doing, to help others. There's no better feeling in life, honestly, than to work and do what you're supposedly good at. And then to have the turnaround of not only doing a good job, but to know that you literally changed lives.
Wow. Well said. I couldn't agree more. Your key missions and values are really important. How do they relate to your work? Because I'm on the website right now, mocangoodwill.org. Mm-hmm. And your mission is to empower people to discover their potential and adapt for the future through the power of work. And, you know, obviously you have five values statements on there. But again, the vision is you'll build sustainable and prosperous communities. Talk to us about how that mission, that value, that vision kind of intersects with what you do with your role and work.
Yeah. So our mission statement to empower people to work, it's exactly what I do every day. It is, we take people in who otherwise in society may be considered lesser or maybe not as good. And we turn that whole thought process around. We take these people and we will put them through training programs if need be. We have a case manager that actually works for me on staff. And this case manager will get involved with any special training needs we have. Or sometimes it's talking to that person's family or parents or people that have supported them all the way through to now. And they'll chat with them and our case manager will help them through that process. And we put these people to work and actually get them out. And the great thing that some people don't realize is there's a misconception of when people think persons with disabilities, they think, well, not quite as good, or maybe the job won't be as great. Contradictory, it's quite the opposite. We have superb longevity and retention in our employees, which is incredible. And then you always talk about, people always say, love what you do and give all you got. We don't see that any more than our persons with disabilities. They come to work and they're so anxious and happy about the opportunity to do what they do that they get involved and they just love it. And it shows in their work, and we retain them and help them continue to build into other things. So it's fantastic.
I love it. You obviously talked in the first segment about your past job and your past work and company. How has that helped you to be successful in your role at Goodwill throughout this last year?
Sure. Yeah. Well, coming from the industry, I've had, from being on both sides, the janitorial side, supply side, I've had a lot of relationships with different manufacturers in this industry, as well as I also attended the PISDIC Institute and became Lean certified. Mm. So when you think about Six Sigma, Lean, those type of things, I went to school and actually learned how to lean the process of cleaning and supplies and so forth. So it kind of gives me an edge, an advantage when we're talking to companies, that instead of getting that phone call like you're getting all the time from companies calling you to clean, instead of just saying, hey, Jason, we want to clean your office, I actually talk to them about ways we can be more efficient, ways that we can help them save on the bottom line when we come in. So that background and that past has helped me translate over to here in doing this. And then from a leadership role, I am the type that nothing is beneath me. If I can't pick up a mop and a broom and go to work with these guys, then I'm no better than anybody else. And so to have that and lead with that has always helped me in the past, and it's translated well here in our training values and things we do with persons with disabilities.
Yeah, you gotta be a part of that team and lead by example, Tim. And I think you're doing that. Tim Party, Director of Contracts at Mocan Goodwill. What are some challenges that you face, Tim, in the day to day at with what you're trying to build and what you're trying to do?
I would say one of the biggest challenges is probably just educating people on our mission and what we do. I think that the general population or society just doesn't have a clear understanding as much about persons with disabilities and how to work with those people. And I think that some people kind of get the misconception of there is a there's a lot of work that goes behind that, or we have to do things differently. And it's just not the case. These are people that just happen to have some type of disability or something holding them back just a bit. And we work through those things with them. And it turns out to be just great for everybody. These people become involved in our clients. We just had a gentleman that retired after 30 years in one place with our organization. And to see that kind of longevity, you don't see that anywhere anymore. And those people, those clients, they just love him. They loved him and what he did. So I think more than anything, it's just understanding what it is we do and understanding that it's no different than what you're already getting. And in some respects, it's even better.
Tim Pardee, Director of Contracts and Services at Goodwill of Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas, is our guest today on the Grill Nation Show. I'll be right back after the break. I want to talk more about, on the flip side, what are some opportunities that you see, and get into the Ability One program and how you interface with that at the organization. Thanks to all those for joining us today on the Grill Nation Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to today's Grill Nation Show. Appreciate you again joining us each and every week, whether you're watching us on our live stream, you're listening to the radio on KMBZ 980 AM, or if you've joined us via podcast network, we greatly appreciate it. You can connect with us again all over social media on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well. And you can listen to all our podcasts on the website, grillnationshow.com. I want to thank all of our collaborators as well. Really appreciate it. You provide great content and great shows. This show's all about the guests and the mission and the work that they're doing. So we just try to showcase them. And one of the great organizations in our community is many counties throughout this region is Mocan Goodwill. Missouri, their website, is mocangoodwill.org, Goodwill of Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas. We're joined today by Tim Pardee, who is the Director of Contracts and Services of the organization. Tim, we were talking about some of the challenges you face. Let's talk about real quickly some of the opportunities that exist in our region that affect your work and things that you think we could really kind of seize the day on with some exciting opportunities.
We have different divisions within the company, obviously, that work on different things, workforce development, those kind of things. One of the big things here is, and I mentioned it briefly earlier, is that our industry on the contract side, especially with the janitorial field, it is it's kind of recession proof. We don't really see a decline when things change. People just want their facilities cleaned. So the opportunities it presents to us as we continue to train and bring on more people, more staff, we're able to go into a lot of different industries, manufacturing, education, typical office buildings. We're able to go into a lot of places and be able to do what we do. And it's great because even though our company as a whole, Mocan Goodwill, is innovative with dealing with things like our Artemis program, they're getting into robotics and all kinds of things. Still, there is a big need for what we do here in the commercial cleaning side and dealing with that. So it's definitely something that presents a big opportunity for us to grow. And just like retail does and so forth, giving a big part and giving it back to that mission. Because as everybody knows, Goodwill, 88 cents of every dollar goes back into our mission.
You briefly mentioned the Ability One program. Let's talk about that. What is the Ability One program in general?
The Ability One program is among the nation's largest sources of employment for people who have significant disabilities. So it's administered by the U.S. Ability One Commission. So it's federally mandated. And through a national network of nonprofits like Mocan Goodwill, the program provides the federal government with products, services, and so forth. So we, as Ability One at Mocan Goodwill, we have contracts with the Richard Bolling Federal Building in downtown Kansas City, the gigantic building you see down there. And then at the Fort Leavenworth military base in Leavenworth, Kansas, we also clean those facilities up there. When you think about a military base, it's like its own city. And it's over 1 million square feet that we clean every single day up there.
Wow. So these are just more opportunities for people with disabilities to get involved and to work. And I was not aware of this Ability One program. And again, their website is abilityone.gov. But the fact that you guys are engaged with such large organizations and federal organizations and is just incredible. Leads to so many more opportunities, I would believe, for the folks that you serve.
It does. It definitely opens doors for us. One of the things that that people don't see behind the scenes is through Ability One, we have what's called a CARF accreditation. And that accreditation holds us to a higher standard. We go through a stringent audit process with them to make sure that we are meeting certain labor ratios of persons with disabilities within our organization, that we're maintaining those, that we have everything in place, things that you think of in a building from tornado and fire drill evacuation charts to SDS sheets to all kinds of things that we go through. And CARF actually will either not give you an accreditation, they give you a 1-year accreditation, or the gold star is a 3-year accreditation. And we just completed another 3-year accreditation with CARF, which is outstanding for our organization as a whole. So us being held to a higher standard really gives credit to the people involved and how we're running the organization, because we're being held to that standard by the federal government. Mm-hmm.
Tim Pardee is with us, Director of Contracts and Services at Mocan Goodwill. Tim, you talked about the fact that you not only provide these services through the federal government and federal agencies, but also through non-governmental businesses. And I think there's a lot of potential for that to grow. Just touch on that for, a few minutes here, a few seconds here about kind of, it's not just this, it's also private as well.
Sure. Yeah. So one of the things that I'm tasked with as a director of contracts is to grow that operation. And so one of the things that we are doing is going into just the commercial sector of what we do and taking this out. And there are a lot of companies out there that want to give back to community and want to help. And so this is one way that they can really help by involving in something they already need, which is cleaning services and so forth, and letting us come in and use persons with disabilities and use our programs to help enhance their business, as well as it gives them a chance to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's a no-brainer for more organizations in our community, if they're listening, to get involved and to work with Goodwill. What does providing people with disabilities these opportunities to acquire job skills and training and receive good wages and benefits and gain more of a greater independence really kind of mean to you and what you do?
Well, it's everything to me. I mean, that's the whole reason I came to work for Goodwill. There are plenty of opportunities out there to run janitorial companies, to supply companies and do those kind of things. But not one of them has the mission that we have. And so being involved here and being in a job that I get up to work for every day, knowing that today, no matter what, I'm changing someone's life. And to get up every day having that feeling, there's nothing better than that. So
I'm jealous. Yeah. When you get in that client grind and the consulting grind and working with companies, and it just doesn't give you the same amount. And that's why I've joined some boards, Tim. It's because you really need that activity in your life. I mean, to have purpose and meaning.
Absolutely.
And so it's pretty cool you get to do that on a daily basis. I think that's awesome. Innovative trends. Do you see any trends kind of coming with regards to ways that we could fix some problems that exist in today's world with, workforce development or economic sustainability? I know you guys focus a lot on that at Goodwill, but it seems to me that we're being pretty innovative here in our region.
We do, one of the things Goodwill with the sustainability piece is, we deliver more than 14 million pounds of donated materials to resell, reuse, recycle. We're actually a gold medal winner with the Kansas City Industrial Council.
Wow.
As a leader in sustainability. So that's a big deal for us. Community outreach is the other one. One of the things that's really cool, I don't know if you had the chance to see it yet, but we just finished our Mocan Goodwill mobile unit. Hmm. And it is a large RV. And we have the ability now to go out into communities for people that can't reach us sometimes. We go out into communities, and this mobile unit is stacked with computers. It has training screens, everything inside, so that we can go out in the community and do on-site training, help people with areas that they may need growth and so forth. And so it's a very innovative way for us to go out and reach those people that can't always get to us.
What a great idea. Is that something you want to expand on? I know that obviously in the next few years, Ed will probably have more and more new ideas, but what are you most excited about kind of working on now, introducing or expanding? Because that I didn't even know about that truck. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So in short, all of them. I can't say I'm most excited about one. I will tell you that, one of the things Ed as a CEO, he definitely is into innovation and expanding and those type of things, which is all mission driven, obviously. But he is definitely open to new ideas and people that bring those ideas into the house. So having our mobile unit is great for us. The Artemis program, we're getting into training, artificial intelligence to robotics that are training a robot how to recognize that Jason is wearing a men's medium blue and white striped shirt, to have a robot be able to tell you that kind of thing and to teach people and empower them, persons with disabilities, to have these skills to run these operations is complete innovation within itself.
Well, Tim, you really knocked that one out of the park, because I've worn this shirt in a year or two and I put it on today and I'm like, wow, it is a medium and it is blue and white. It's right. Tim Party is our guest, Director of Contracts and Services at Mocan Goodwill. Their website is mocangoodwill.org. We'll be right back with more on the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to today's Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us on the radio, on podcast, on our website, on our YouTube page. We greatly appreciate it. It's been a great show today with Tim Party, who's the Director of Contracts and Services at Mocan Goodwill. Again, the website is mocangoodwill.org. Just a great organization in our community that's doing multiple things to help out. They're not just the retail locations that you might have heard of. The other stuff that they do is just incredible, all the work that they do in our community and all the support and services that they do to help lift people up and to build a sustainable workforce and economic sustainability. Tim, best for last segment. These are questions more about to learn more about you and kind of what what you like, best advice, Tim, like what is the best advice you've received from a mentor on your career journey?
Wow. I think the best advice was probably that, respect isn't demanded, it's earned. And, I'm willing to jump in and do anything necessary to get the job done with my people. Mm-hmm. And I think leading by example builds more respect than anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that too many bosses, a lot of times they feel that respect is just demanded. I don't think it is. I think it has to be earned. And I think your people have to trust you. And then you get a good organization of people working for you.
That's a great thing to remember. And sometimes, you know, as you get older, you tend to forget. And so I really enjoyed that answer. I think it really is important to remember that, and no matter what you're doing, and yeah. just keep working hard and rolling up your sleeves. You mentioned you're a lifelong Kansas Cityan on the break. What makes you excited about Kansas City and where things are trending?
You know, Kansas City to me has always been near and dear to my heart. I think the Midwest is full of heart. We're not called the Heartland for nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think we have the biggest hearts here in the Midwest, and it really coincides with what we're doing in trying to provide a mission, provide a service to people, and empower people. So I think that from that standpoint, there's no better place to be than Kansas City for that. People are willing to open their doors, open their ears, and their hearts when they're thinking about people in need or organizations that might need help. Kansas City always shows up for those kind of things, whether it be a charity organization, a nonprofit like ourselves. We are just a great city in that respect for showing up for people.
Completely agree. What's one word to describe you, Tim?
Persistent. I am the type, I don't give up. I am very persistent, and I'm up for any challenge. And I go to win, so I don't give up easily. So,
and you are you competitive and perfectionist, or just persistent in like getting things done and accomplished, or all of the above?
Yeah, I'm kind of a perfectionist too. My wife would say I'm very perfectionist about my yard.
Oh yeah, well that's good. You got to be
right. But it is it's definitely. The competitive spirit drives me, and I even have that within my people internally. We have internal little friendly competitions with each other, and I give away prizes. I just took a group to the Royals game a few weeks ago for winning the competitive prize, and it's called Kudos at the K.
Nice.
And so, so things like that, I think, just drives good, healthy spirits and keeps you on your toes.
I'd like to hear, Tim, about one transformation of an individual, business, or community that you will never forget that really impacted you, a success story, if you will.
Yeah, I think one most recently, really, we have a gentleman named Cecil that works for me down at the federal building and been there a number of years. He was recently chosen to represent us in our Ability One National Conference, where we have many elected officials from all over the government that attend this conference. And Cecil said, yes, you know, I'll try this. He came on board. He met with Kristen, who is another director for organization. They did a lot of talking about it. They had business cards made up for him. He dressed all up, got ready for the gig. And it was absolutely fantastic. A transformation after that, he came to work with such a sense of pride. And he was handing out his business cards to all his coworkers. And it really, you could see a change in him, and he is literally a spokesperson for Goodwill now because of going through this. He is always at the front line of helping his peers. And so it really changed him in a lot of ways to be so involved in something so big. And to see that transformation in somebody is absolutely incredible.
Wow. I love to hear these stories, man. We could have talked for the whole show about some of these stories that you on a basis. Who's a role model of yours, or somebody that a current or former colleague that you've learned from or really admire, or maybe just somebody in your life throughout your journey that has really kind of impacted you as a role model?
There are a lot of them. And I don't really narrow it to one role model. I am one that I'm a big believer in success breeds success. And so you surround yourself with the right people. And I've always been kind of successful at doing that. If I don't know something, I go to somebody that's successful at doing that or does know. And I track them down and I follow them. Not stalking, but I do follow them and learn from them. And there's many people that have been in my life along the way that I have just been a vacuum of information from them and sucking that out. So it's been great. I've had some great influential people, even here at Mocan Goodwill. I could name two or three with our company now that are just people that I want to learn from every day and get as much information I can to help me grow.
Tim Pardy is with us from Mocan Goodwill, Director of Contracts and Services there. Tim, what is one meal in Kansas City that if you had to pick, or obviously you had to choose something, somebody was visiting or you had a last meal, where would it be and why?
Well, first of all, do you even have to ask? It's barbecue in Kansas City, right? I am
where are you going, Tim? Where are you going? That's the best.
I am a big fan of Q39.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of theirs. I think they have some amazing food there. And hopefully we'll talk about them enough. They'll sponsor the show for you.
Yeah, I need to get them. I have had them on the show before, actually.
There we go.
Yeah, they're their owner on. I also want to try the Slaps Barbecue. I've not been there yet, but I know that it's extremely highly rated from friends that come in town that are from Kansas City, and they come back in town to visit their family, and they literally just like go to like 10 barbecue restaurants when they come back because they don't have any in whatever city they live in. So that's a good answer. And the last question I have is if you could have dinner with one person, who would it be and why?
Maybe if you're
having barbecue with one person, who would you like to be? You mentioned you like to suck information and follow and learn from people. If maybe you'd have a few people there. I don't know.
Sounds like there probably would be a few people there. But if I had to narrow it down to one person that really stands out is Steve Jobs from Apple. I just feel like he changed the way, this wasn't a guy that was a computer or engineering genius by any means. He had people around him to do that. But he saw the big vision. He saw the big picture. And most importantly, what he did, like with Apple, he looked at it from a consumer perspective. And he said, what are people going to like? What are people going to love? And I look at all my products. I probably have everything owned by Apple. And I look at my products and I think, wow, this was really made for me. Yeah. And to sit down and have dinner with somebody with that kind of vision would be incredible.
Tim Pardy is with us, great guest today, a director of contracts and services at Mocan Goodwill. That's Goodwill, Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas. Website again is mocangoodwill.org, just a fantastic organization in our region doing great work and helping so many individuals. I really appreciate you coming on the show today, Tim, and congrats on all your success and what you're doing to change lives.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been fantastic, and thanks for helping us
spread
the word about our mission.
Of course. And thanks the listeners for joining us today. We will see you again next week. Take care and have a good week. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.